firefighters have been killed fighting yet another massive fire in that state. Governor Schwarzenegger declaring a state of emergency. 12,000 plus homes now threatened. We'll dive into what that means for the people of California. Boy, it's been very tough there. You think of the unemployment. Unemployment in Cali is really 13%, much higher than the rest of the country. Even if they won't say it, I'll say it. It's tough as all get out to find a job there. And, of course, we know that the state is going bankrupt and they're going to let the criminals out of the prison. So, oh, I think of when I lived there, it was much different. And I feel for all of you listening to us in the Golden State. Over the weekend, it was a lot of people remembering Ted Kennedy. If you flipped on any of the cable stations, particularly on Saturday, you saw some version of Ted Kennedy being memorialized and ultimately his burial at Arlington National Cemetery. Now, the question becomes, what's next? But before we do that, we're going to let you hear a little bit of that. Hope you had a fabulous weekend, by the way. Kate Delaney at the helm of the ship called America tonight. Here's what your President Barack Obama, a little bit of it, what he had to say when it was his turn to get up and eulogize the senator from Massachusetts.
Ted Kennedy's life work was not to champion the causes of those with wealth or power or special connections. It was to give a voice to those who were not heard, to add a rung to the ladder of opportunity, to make real the dream of our founding. In the days after September 11th, Teddy made it a point to personally call each one of the 177 families of this state who lost a loved one in the attack. But he didn't stop there. He kept calling and checking up on them. He fought through red tape to get them assistance and grief counseling. He invited them sailing, played with their children, and would write each family a letter whenever the anniversary of that terrible day came along. To one widow, he wrote the following. As you know so well, the passage of time never really heals the tragic memory of such a great loss. But we carry on because we have to, because our loved ones would want us to, and because there is still light to guide us in the world from the love they gave us.
All right, so that was a little bit of Obama's time when he was up and speaking before the crowds. There were a lot of crowds that were outside of the church, et cetera. But this is what we saw when the hearse was originally taking Kennedy to the JFK Library and Museum on a Friday as well. In the meantime, now in the aftermath, the what's next is really honestly the question now that Kennedy has been buried. In Massachusetts, they're deciding whether the Senate seat of Senator Kennedy is going to stay open, which it would be by law until there's a special election that would mean January or February, or would the governor decide to put someone there in the interim? And, of course, in the interest of the majority for the Democrats, it would behoove them, it would help them, if Governor Deval Patrick would appoint a Democrat. So now there's pressure starting to be applied. And Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, is the first guy to jump up and shout that they need to do this. The two, because what happens now is with Congress moving to that vote on health care, or trying to get to the vote on health care, it would give the Democrats the 60 votes in the chamber, because the governor supposedly would be expected to say that a Democrat was going to fill the spot. And the two independents in the Senate usually vote, of course, with the Democrats. So 60 is the supermajority. That's what the number you need to cut off any filibuster. This is the Senate, of course, that we're talking about, right? So the governor has already made it sure that people know he's embracing the idea of it. If they went by what the law is, because remember there's the huge argument and the push for that before, then you would have to wait, as I said, until January or February, and that could make a big difference there. But before his death, Kennedy sent a letter to the governor and to the people in the State House and Senate urging a change in the law, saying that it's vital in Massachusetts that you've got two votes in the Senate instead of the 5 months between a vacancy and an election. So you can imagine the Republicans, you know, wouldn't be thrilled about this. And then, of course, the thing is this hypocritical to change a law that was first introduced under a Republican governor now that a Democrat holds the office of the governor there? And a lot of people feel, yeah, it is. Like, forget the Kennedy thing. Just, you had a Republican governor who did that, and everybody was for it. So is there a dangerous deal here if you decide, well, forget it, the Democrats are now in office, and we want to make sure we have those two senators in from Massachusetts. So let's hurry up and get another Democrat in there. And apparently, the emails are coming in, are just bombarding the House Speaker in Massachusetts on this issue. People throughout the whole state and even in the country, that he can't even get to half of his emails since so many people have an opinion on this. And why do we care nationally? Because of what I just said to you. Then you've got that super majority. So the health care vote then becomes pretty critical, certainly in the Senate. There's no chance even of a filibuster. So the question becomes, is it hypocritical? And the answer is, of course it is. You complain, complain, complain. The Republicans change it now. It's just not convenient. Oops, we want to change it our way. But I think the governor, with all the pressure and, of course, with getting the note from Kennedy, et cetera, himself, I think they will change it. It is pure politics there. And I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong to change it if it was something that previously everybody didn't want to have done before, because now, geez, now it's convenient for us to do it. So I think that's what we'll do. What say you, America? You want to throw in your 2 cents on this one? You certainly can. 800-259-5791. I want to jump to the firefighters because it's always sad to me. I mean, these guys who do this for a living, I don't know how they do it. But they do, and they go hours and hours without sleep, obviously, because you have so many wildfires popping up in these forests, and it's some of the worst that they've seen with the dry conditions. I mean, this is haphazard. This work is haphazard that these guys are doing. You look at the foothills in Los Angeles, and it's been raging for days, the fire, right? You got DC-10s, you got choppers dumping water and fire retardant, that stuff that comes out of the sky. It just streams down when it comes out of those choppers. And they're doing everything they can, obviously, to extinguish it, but sometimes you have to let certain areas burn. So, sadly, two guys lost their life trying to do that over the weekend. And what happened was the fire truck that they were in rolled up a mountainside when they were trying to hurry and get to the one wildfire near Mount Gleason in the Angeles National Forest. It happened late on Sunday, and they both have families. Sad, sad, sad. The fire already, 66 square miles. Stay with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 28, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $954.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $981.95, $490.98 for a half ounce, and $245.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $981.95, $490.98, and $245.49.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Coming up in our next segment on America Tonight, we're going to open the dungeon and throw somebody in. Ultimately, we'll send them a key and see if they want to appear on the show, though this is the first time I can honestly say I could care less whether this person comes on the show or not, but I'll get a definite kick out of throwing them behind the bars. You want to stick for that if you're curious as to who it is. I was talking earlier about the whole Kennedy thing and people eulogizing and remember his place in history, and you know, there's all kinds of ways to look at the Kennedy legacy. Obviously, he was flawed, something that Senator Lindsey Graham said, Chappaquiddick, other things that happened with Kennedy, and he was responsible for 300 pieces of legislation. Some of them I wouldn't agree with, some of them I would, like the civil rights stuff, absolutely. But now what is going to happen, and especially the timing of this, is two things, is the one I mentioned. Will Massachusetts decide to just appoint an interim Democrat in for Ted Kennedy? And how does that wash? Because you got, it shows you that people are on the ball when it comes to this, because they're getting a ton of email, the houses in Massachusetts, on what to do. And not just from people in Massachusetts, people from all over the country. So people get that this is a big deal. If that 60 is there versus normally, geez, we would have waited until January or February to put somebody in. So this makes me think, even though she doesn't want it, that his wife, that Kennedy's wife, Vicky, that the push is on. And we're going to let you hear what two politicians said coming up as well as to why she'd be a great choice. But I think there might be more of a push to have her step in, at least if they could for the interim, because then she's the widow, and that's happened before. If you remember, like in Congress, Sonny Bono, his wife, came in when he was tragically killed in that skiing accident. It's happened a couple of different times, in fact. And the people would embrace her, of the people that liked the Kennedys, that liked Senator Kennedy, would embrace her, certainly. But more importantly, she has very liberal views, and she would take the place, literally, of Ted Kennedy, her husband. So I think that there may be trying to change her mind. There may be some of that happening. Ooh. And that certainly could change the game when it comes to health care reform. So while a lot of people were in Boston and were eulogizing, like the president, Ted Kennedy, the former president, former VP, Bill Clinton and Al Gore, decided to do their own routine. It wasn't at the local comedy club there. They were stumping for dough, basically, at a healthcare reform and green energy platform deal for the party. They raised $600,000 for the war chest, and both of them, as they were keynote speakers at the Tennessee Democratic Party's Jackson Day dinner, is what they call it, their big push, both of them, was health care and also anything green, and saying that, you know, a bill needs to be passed this year. Doing nothing is not only the worst thing we can do. This is a quote from Clinton. He says, doing nothing is not only the worst thing we can do for the economy, it's the worst thing we can do for the country. It's also the worst thing we can do for Democrats. And what he went on to say is, Democrats, stay in there with your congressmen and you get this done. We have a lot of talk about liberal and conservative, left and right, but when there are tens of millions of people in our country who can't get access to health care, we need to pass health care reform this year, build support for it. And, of course, there was a lot of people hooting and hollering and clapping for that, particularly that statement. And, I mean, this is a true number, but for a bulk of Americans, 60.5% of their income goes to health care. That's compared to 10% that people pay, that other advanced nations pay. So that means most Americans pay between $800 billion to $900 billion more a year. You know, and I keep going back to the same thing. Well, why do you think we have those out-of-control costs? One, big pharma, which was allowed to be in everybody's pocket, and the costs. Insurance companies, that's part of the other reason. Not all, but a big chunk of them, again, allowed to do what they wanted to do, basically. And why? Because they were backing up politicians. I mean, it's staggering that the healthcare industry, for every one person in Congress, there are six people assigned to that one person in the healthcare field. Six people trying to bend the ear of whoever on the Hill. That just shows you. Of course, because you're talking about a ton of money. That's a lot of golf in some really great places for a bunch of these CEOs. It's a very, very good thing to be in the healthcare field on the other side of it, right? But the other thing in talking about these numbers that always gets me, so that's where I think the reform needs to come in. The other thing that gets me with these numbers, who is propagating this myth that there's 500 million people, which of course we don't have 500 million people in the country, 500 million people do not have health care. What do you think the actual number is? It kind of reminds me of when I was covering sports and they would exaggerate injuries of players or try like hell not to get you to know what was going on with a player because they didn't want you to know what was their injury and how bad it really was, because then that gives, you know, the other team information that gets leaked out and they know where to go after them. Hit him low, because obviously he's still nursing that hammy. So that's what's happening here. That number to me is an exaggerated number from everybody that I've talked about in healthcare. Not that there aren't people that aren't insured, of course there are, but they're factoring in a lot of that because of the illegals. And you got to ask yourself this question. How much of that has weighed down on the system? We come back to the same answer again and again and again and again until you're blue in the face. Of course it weighs on the system. We see it in border states with the schools, with jobs. We were, anyway, certainly with jobs. When I'm saying jobs, we're talking about painting jobs, construction, any kind of construction jobs. Anything in fields, etc. And in a lot of manufacturing places, meat packing plants, because now we'll see sporadically, and they always make a big deal of it, the ICE guys busting some heads somewhere, whether it's in Iowa or North Dakota or Colorado or wherever it is. But if we're going to keep winding the clock back and to play the blame game, well, whose fault is it that all of the laws in the books about immigration weren't enforced, meaning how come there wasn't a crackdown on the plants and all of the companies who absolutely were paying people wages that were ridiculous because they could get them for that. So, yeah, I'll take my chances with illegals and I'll look at the phony documents or whatever because, my gosh, I can have 15 cars in my house in the 15-car garage I have now instead, and I can pay all my management, upper-level management people pretty juicy salaries because we're not paying what we'd have to pay somebody else who's here legally in this country because they don't want to do, you know, you always hear that we don't want to do that job. I don't know, if you got paid a decent wage to work in a meat packing plant, would it be that awful? Maybe. But would you do it if you could make a living doing that and you didn't have a job? I'm going to say the answer is yes. But it's not so much even about would we have done those jobs. It's about that there were laws and for decades they weren't enforced, so things got completely out of control. And then there was all the discussion about the wall and all the controversy and what do we do, and we're teeming with illegals and it's crippling our system, and what's there to do? What can we do? We can't just send people back. We need this path to amnesty. So let people pay a fine and then, you know, they can become legal in this country. And my answer to that is, first of all, that's never going to happen. Because if I'm stashing money away, that's the whole idea. I've got to get money for the family. I'm putting it under the mattress. And I'm living like cockroaches with 15 people in my apartment so that we can save money so we can go back and give the money to our family or send the money, mostly send. I've seen this. I've seen this in my post office. Send the money back. Send the money back. I'm going to save every cent I can, period. End of story. So that's the problem. That's where all this came in. Anyway, I'm veering all over the place as normal, off course. We're going to come back around again and talk about a couple of other things that happened. Like, I can't tell you how many times people over the weekend asked me what I thought of the 11-year-old girl who now at 29 has to make her way in the world after being kidnapped at a bus stop, and why none of the neighbors knew anything. We're going to talk about that next. I'm sure you talked about it over the weekend, too. Stay with us.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, so everywhere I went, as I said, and probably some of you find the same things, out outside of church, you're going to breakfast, talking to your friends, whatever. I mean, the ultimate water cooler buzz, sadly, is this sick, twisted story of J.C. Lee Dugard and what happened to her for 18 lonely, sadistic years. He fathers 2 children. So you got these kids who have never been to school. She wasn't to school since she was 11 years old. She was being held as a slave in a filthy hellhole with tents and toys and clothes and cat-related stuff all over the place. Just abominable conditions from everything that I've read about it. So you have Dugard, who's became a sex slave. I mean, that's what this young girl turned into. And it's just so stunning, I think, that people had no idea. An outdoor prison and the pictures, now that, of course, the FBI has gone through it, the disturbing pictures that have been shown. Oh, these stripped down sofas for beds, and they had a Bible on CD and a book called Self-Esteem, A Family Affair, and an open box of lice treatment, and oh, just, I can't even just describe the stuff that was there, just very strange stuff. And then this crazy welcome sign at the entrance, and apparently Philip Garrido, his wife Nancy, the other sicko involved in this, who obviously went along with the whole deal because she was part of the kidnapping, had some obsession with cats. So these kids and this JC, what they basically had to read was cat magazines and cat jigsaw puzzles and 20 books about cats and do cats think? And the cat who went to Paris. Oh, it just gets worse and worse. So we're going to let you hear what some of the neighbors had to say now over the weekend. People still digesting this sad, sad story. And also what her stepfather had to say. He was on one of the shows, and I'm glad he came forward to talk about it. In fact, we're going to go to him first. This is what the stepfather, J.C. Lee Dugard, said. First talking, of course, about just the normal thing, the reaction to, one, finding her, and then all the things that are starting to pour out.
You know, it's been 18 years. I'm glad we got her back. I don't care about him. She's in a safe place. She's being guarded, kept away from everybody. Yeah, I haven't talked to her. You know, J.C., I haven't really talked to her. I talk to Terry all the time. Right. And basically, it's a minute-by-minute thing. People don't realize how serious this is. You know, the girls have never been in school, never been to a doctor, never been to a dentist. Right. J.C.'s daughters.
Right.
I'm just trying to guess. I mean, they've got a whole team there. It's so serious. I was told last night, it's like it's going to be a long time. This is a one-of-a-kind deal, you know, as far as dealing with this. It's going to take years. People think, you know, can we get an interview tomorrow? Or they call me up all the time about taking pictures with them. I mean, are they serious? How do you deal with this? I mean, people, this has never happened before. Of course. This has been pure hell for 18 years. This is like, I'm free now, you know, after they caught him, and it's like it's solved. And I thought, actually, when he confessed, there would be any trial. But I guess now they've basically said, you know, not guilty. So we have to go through a trial.
Yeah, and, you know, Dugard's mother, Terry, which is what he's talking about, his wife, she, of course, went to Northern California to see her daughter, and then now these are her granddaughters to meet them. But it's obviously difficult so much so that she had to call her sister to come and help her because she was so freaked out and said that this girl that's taken isn't the same. Of course she's not the same. Brainwashed, screwed up. Mentally a wreck, couldn't be the same as the 11-year-old that was at the bus stop that wasn't sexually assaulted, raped over and over again, and then had two children before she was 18 years old. So here's what he said about the two daughters for J.C. Lee and what they're experiencing.
No school, no medical, no dental. I don't even know their names. That's how secret everything is. That's how sensitive this is. I don't know a thing about them. You know, I just think they've been so sheltered and around him. I mean, they were clingy to him. And basically, they're upset about this because that's their father. You know, he's in jail. J.C. had explained to him like 2 days ago that she had been kidnapped. They didn't even know that.
So see, this is what he's saying, is unraveling this is going to take forever and ever and ever because of that very thing. They have no idea that she was kidnapped, they were born, there was something wrong with the whole situation, and I can only imagine trying to sort that mess out. Here's more reaction from the people who either lived in the area where J.C. was when she was kidnapped or live in the current area where the tents and this hellacious hellhole was set up, and here were some of the thoughts of the people there.
And we all band together when she disappeared to do everything we could to bring her home. And we've been here ever since, hoping that this miracle would happen.
I saw the stepfather that screaming out like, someone took my kid, someone took my kid. So we were driving all around the streets trying to find the car. And
I drive by the house every day, and I pray for her often. And it's just hard to contain because when you think about somebody all the time.
It was the most bizarre, made you sick to your stomach because we all still see J.C. as being a little girl.
Everybody would like start bawling, crying, I'm sure, if she came back. Like, I'm ready to just cry right now.
Yeah, so it's, this is incredibly odd story, obviously, and you just feel so much for this family and how they're trying to pull this together and what they, you know, how do they move forward, how do they deal with this. And I'll tell you, I can't imagine being the guy. I believe in our justice system, for as much as sometimes it's frustrating and how justice isn't always meted out, but the system that we ultimately have in place, even with its own flaws. But this Philip Garrido, can you imagine being the person that is assigned to defend him? Oh, I don't know. I'd have to pass. I beg them not to put me on this one. Look, I'll take the next idiot that comes down the pipe, but I don't want to do this one. I cannot imagine having to be that person. And who knows what else they're going to unearth, by the way, inside this house of horrors. And, you know, the pictures, I think, are being printed all over the place, so you can look at the pictures, and it's just a mess. It looks like a tent with crap thrown in it is what it looks like, and a mismatch of all kinds of different things. So for that reason, because it's too long, I think, to go through the whole trial period, and I should have done it probably on one of our shows last week, but I'm going to do it now. Philip Garrido really deserves to be locked away in our very, very special dungeon. You know, the typical thing we do on America Tonight is if I put somebody in a dungeon, we'll send them a key and invite them for the interview. I really, and of course, he wants to sing his praises about how heartwarming the family was and all that stuff. And that's one guy I would not really care to interview, but let's put him in the dungeon so Garrido gets to sit in our dungeon instead of some kind of a county jail instead.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah. Matt, can you imagine this? These girls living in these tents. They didn't go to school. They have no real idea. Like, they're in this campsite and they have really no idea of the outside world. Because remember, besides J.C. Lee herself, the two kids are already 11 and 15, so they're pretty old. They're down the pike, and they've had no schooling or any of that kind of stuff. Can you just even wrap your mind around how crazy this is?
No, it's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. The only thing I can compare it to is that story of that creep in Austria who was, like, holding his daughter as a sex slave or something like that. That was, I think, earlier this year or something. But I don't know. I mean, this is... I can't imagine. I mean, she spent more time with this guy than she did growing up with her own family.
Yeah.
You know, she was taken when she's 11. She's 29 now.
Right.
I mean, that's just 18 years of that.
Right. And so that's why I said it's so sad. The mother, of course, she's the mother. That was her daughter at 11. She goes to find this woman, and there's no relationship. There's nothing going on there. Of course there's not. She barely remembers her, and she's like a different person.
Yeah, I mean, people change, you know, and those are your big growing up years, and they're all with this, you know, pervert, creep, molester guy.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how to handle it. I wouldn't be able to. And if that was my child, I mean, you'd be so happy to have him back. But then at the same time, it's not the same person that you remember being with. And they had a completely messed up experience when they were growing up.
Yeah, and so I don't know how you bridge. Of course, there are therapists and whatnot that would work with them, but how do you really bridge that gap, really? I mean, it's not something that, you know, the stepfather's saying, oh, people are wondering if they can have an interview. There's no interview. I mean, this isn't that kind of a situation, because you're talking about somebody who is completely different. You made a great point, Matt, saying that this girl, now woman, has spent more time with the Garridos than her own family and had two children also as well. I mean, it's just so twisted to think of this. And he's saying that he made his sex slave because he had overcome aggressive sexual desires through mind control and wanted the world to know how he did it. He's saying that's what he did. He has this bizarre 4-page typewritten manifesto that he says could cure other sexual predators. Yeah, you know what you can do with that manifesto, buddy. More to come.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreen Clean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
By the way, I'll easily go barracuda on you with this issue. Anybody who sees a different point of view in this, please call me, 800-259-5791, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here's a scoop in forwarding this. You know, coming up in the morning, the State Assembly in California is scheduled to vote on this bill to help cut the budget deficit by $1.2 billion, right? And one of the things that they're going to do is reduce the state, they say, state prison population by 27,000 through an early parole program. Tell you what, if anything, this Philip Garrido scumbag, this parolee, he was a parolee and a registered sex offender who's now been accused of abducting 11-year-old J.C. Lee Dugard and of holding her hostage for 18 years. This should make them think twice about wanting to put anyone out into the streets. For some of them will be people that were convicted sex offenders. So there's going to be serious fallout. Might even derail action on this assembly bill, and I'm sure the governor doesn't want to see that happen. But think about it. What kind of problems are you going to have if you release thousands of prisoners into local communities? Look at this Garrido cat. That's exactly what he was. So, you know, now he's arrested and charged with abduction and rape. And these two kids, as we've been talking about, 11 and 15 years old. So you let someone out early and he commits that kind of a crime? Remember the whole Willie Horton thing? Remember those ads? Yeah. I'm sure there's a good chance that that will be tabled, as much as they need to do something about the budget and solving the crisis that they're having in California. They say the bill doesn't reduce supervision on sex offenders, that it would mostly affect nonviolent, low-risk, non-sex offenders. Yeah, uh-huh. Right. So whatever they were doing with Garrido, I don't know. Obviously, closely, they couldn't have been monitoring that closely. And you look at the California correction system, they've got 155,000 inmates. And it might be twice the number they were supposed to hold, but too bad, so sad. I live in California. I don't want these people paroled early. You know, tell me what is the pecking order on the list of the crimes so we know what kind of dice we're going to roll here. I think they might have some problems. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
I think the story is just so sad. I said everybody was talking about it. In Canada, they might even be talking about it because it's made certainly international news. The 11-year-old girl who was kidnapped.
Unfortunately, it has. But you want to hear a quick funny story, maybe just to break the tension. You know, I referee kiddies football, right?
Right.
Okay, yes. Okay, Saturday I'm refereeing a game. It's the 12 and 13-year-olds. So one of the players goes up to the head ref and says, "Hey, ref, don't you know who my father is?" The head referee looks at him and goes, "No, but does your mother know?" When I heard that, I had to bite my lip because it was so funny.
I got to steal that. I'm writing that down.
Okay, go ahead. Anyway, I think this guy should be, let's use a little hockey analogy, put in front, tied to a hockey net with not even a jock on and to be used as target practice.
Oh, yeah, I think anything we could come up, and I said this the other night, tell me what, let's just have some fun with this. Tell me what you think should be done to him if we could just go ahead and do whatever we wanted to do. And I was talking to somebody on Friday who said, yeah, you know what, if I had a gun, it was my daughter, I'm sorry, I'd shoot him in the head, and I don't care, I'd suffer the consequences. But, of course, he's going to go through the legal system, Sam. He's going to wait it out.
And unfortunately, either A, there are going to be so many motions filed that he may not even get the trial, or he might get some lawyer or some dumb judge. I mean, with all due respect to judges, and most of them are intelligent people, he might get some dumb judge who might release him on a technicality.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen. People would go crazy.
Yeah.
But barring the release thing, they could claim insanity. That's what a lawyer could do, is do the insanity plea and say, well, he needs mental attention, and then the same thing with the wife, and then that's just as infuriating to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, who needs mental attention? The people that whose lives he screwed up.
Oh, big time, big time. And about releasing prisoners, I think maybe he should go with the white collar people first, because chances are all the people are going to beat them up because of all the money they probably ripped off from every, you know?
Well, I don't think it should be hardened criminals, and I don't think it will be, but the problem is where do you decide? Unfortunately, recidivism rates are high, sadly. I mean, can people be rehabilitated in prison? Yes. But what kind of crimes? Anything sort of sex-related, they say, it's very high, the possibility of a repeat. So what do they talk about when they say, oh, a low-risk sexual offender? What does that mean? They kidnapped some kids and didn't rape them, fondled them? I mean, you know, that's what they're talking about. I think you do anything, any kind of damage to a child, I think you deserve the worst possible punishment that could happen to you.
Right. Oh, okay, well, talking about, you know, with definition of sex offenders, or shall we say sexual harassment, i.e., Julie was talking to one of her friends, and where they work, I'm not going to mention the company's name, even if you hug a woman, it's just, hey, you know, one of those, hey, hug, she can nail you for sexual harassment. I figure that's gone a bit too far, you know?
Yeah, what's interesting is that the lines are so blurry now, because what used to be acceptable before, hey, no big deal, but then and some people had a valid claim and others didn't have a valid claim, that it depends on the company as to what's acceptable and what isn't acceptable. And, you know, like, let's say you're someone like me and you have a lot of guy friends and it's not, I know they would do anything for me. So I don't have that chip on my shoulder or awkward thing, whatever. But maybe other women do because of circumstances or whatever. But isn't it crazy? Some of the things you can't do in some of the workplaces.
Okay, eventually when we meet, probably when the Canadians win the Stanley Cup, nudge, wink, wink.
That's wishful thinking on your part about the Canadians.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Would you let me give you a hug?
Oh, I'm always like that with people, yes.
Yeah, besides,
I'm always embracing people.
I consider you a friend. I mean, we've been talking on the phone for 3 years, you know. Yes, I know I still owe you 2 pounds of smoked meat. I remember that. So
just put it on the list.
Okay, smoke meat hug. Flyers win the Stanley Cup. Yeah, right. Canadians win the Stanley Cup. Maybe. Okay,
yeah, maybe. Put a big maybe in that column and start that list on the other side. Sam, we're up against it, so we got to fly.
Okay, take care.
But you heard what Sam had to say. You know, he uses that hockey analogy a lot because he knows that hockey pucks, where, let's say, somebody with a great slap shot hits it 100 miles an hour, imagine that would just kind of do him in, aim for his head. But, of course, this is all fantasy thinking for Philip Garrido. I believe whoever the attorney is that represents him, if they're supposed to defend him the best they can, and he's throwing out this manifesto and all these crazy ideas about having sex with the 11-year-old and how it cured him of what ailed him and all this other nonsense, I think they'll try to go for an insanity plea and get him off. Well, I say get him off, so to speak, that way, which is wrong. But I think that's what will happen. And with the wife, there are other directions they could go there, too, and talk about, you know, how far along did she go with everything, and was she held captive on her own and threatened, or who knows. But there's so much damage, like I said, that's been done to this woman. And now these kids, and what do they do with these kids? Because they have no idea. And where are they going to go? Do they go at... She doesn't have any means. She isn't educated. Where do they go from here? Do they take the kids away? Does she go with the mother that she was with until she was 11 years old and they try to help them? I think that this is going to take a long time to sort out that part of it, and that's the bigger part of it. Because who really cares about the nutball? I'm sorry, I don't care if they flush him down the drain. But her and her two kids... You know, J.C. Lee and her two kids, I mean, ugh. And you wonder, are there more people out there, all those kids on the milk cartons, all the flyers you get in the mail, is there any possibility that some of the other people that have been kidnapped have slipped through the cracks and they're being held prisoner somewhere? Man, I'll tell you what, I hope not. Gonna leave you with this thought. Glory is fleeting, but obscurity is even weaker. Who said that? Napoleon, naturally.